Welcome to KUOW's The Record. I'm Bill Radke. Seattle Public School students are heading back to school tomorrow, just as a key school election campaign heats up. The campaign over who will guide our state's education policy. Aaron Jones and Chris Rakedahl are competing for the job of Superintendent of Public Instruction. Here to tell you more, KUOW's education reporter. Hi, Ann Dornfeld.
How's it going?
It's good. Let's start with what the Superintendent of Public Instruction does, please.
You know, it's a really good question. It is a largely ceremonial position, though. Technically, they're in charge of administering the state's K-12 education program, making sure that teachers are getting paid and that teacher certifications are working as they should. But what you see more from the school's chief in reality is advocacy. You hear them talking about the importance of education funding or how teachers should be evaluated or how students should be tested. We've heard a lot of that from the current chief, Randy Dorn. But the actual policy is in the hands of the legislature.
The legislature. Okay. So the candidates so far are Aaron Jones. Well, we are down to two candidates. Aaron Jones, Chris Rakedahl. Let's get to know them. What do you know about Chris Rakedahl?
He's a three-term Democratic state representative from Tumwater. He's in his third term right now. He has been a teacher, and he is currently the vice chair of the House Education Committee.
And Aaron Jones?
Also a former teacher. She's worked at OSPI, the state education department, where she's hoping to lead as an assistant superintendent focusing on policy recommendations regarding matters of student achievement.
Some listeners may have heard our discussion of this race on Friday on the Week in Review. We discussed one of the big issues that has come up between these candidates, their stance on issues of gender and sexual orientation. How did that enter this discussion?
Right. Well, beginning next year, the state has some new learning standards regarding sexual orientation and gender. So basically, kindergartners are supposed to learn that there can be different ways to express gender. So I'm a girl who might like to play football and my brother might like to play with dolls, and that's cool. And a couple of grades later, kids are supposed to learn that it's important to be respectful of how other people express their gender or not teasing a transgender classmate. And then moving on from there, learning about sexual orientation. A conservative group in Washington surveyed the candidates for school's chief some months back and asked them what they thought about the new guidelines. And Rakedahl said they sounded good to him. He thinks that's, you know, very important. Jones, though, said that she didn't think it was developmentally appropriate to talk about gender or sexual orientation with five-year-olds or to have elementary students feel, quote, feel additional pressure to choose an orientation. So that concerned some people who thought that it shown that Jones considers sexual orientation a choice and that it's insensitive to trans kids to not to allow lessons that might help them be accepted by their peers from the jump off.
OK, so some people didn't like Aaron Jones' statements. How much do her personal views on this matter? How much influence over LGBTQ issues in schools does she have? Or would whoever the superintendent would be?
Yeah, I mean, not directly, but quite potentially indirectly. But it would also matter what kind of firewall she puts up between what she personally thinks and what it is her job to pursue. So I think that some people point to research that shows that it is okay for young children to learn about issues of gender. It's very helpful and that it is developmentally appropriate if presented in a certain way, and that children can learn about issues of sexual orientation from an early age, and that if she's not in touch with what research shows, that is a concern that her personal beliefs may be taking precedence.
What impact has this whole controversy had on the election race?
Well, Seattle's alternative news weekly, The Stranger, had originally endorsed Jones, but when they found out what she'd told that organization, they switched their endorsement to Rakedahl. And Equal Rights Washington had also endorsed Jones and changed their endorsement too. Jones has written open letters saying that she was taken the wrong way or that she misspoke and that she is very dedicated to the rights of LGBTQ people and that her work shows that personally and professionally.
So, Ann, again, you're our education reporter. You're covering this campaign for the state superintendent of public instruction. What are you going to be watching for as this race progresses?
Well, I think it's interesting. I mean, there are some differences between Jones and Rakedahl. Jones is the political outsider, and Rakedahl has been in the House for several years now. But I think that they are very close on a lot of issues when it comes to issues of testing, narrowing the achievement gap. They've shown a lot of dedication to that. And they're concerned, very concerned about education funding and aggressively pursuing improved funding, dramatically improved funding in the legislature. So we have two very progressive candidates, and people are really kind of looking for ways to discern between the two. So I think it'll be really interesting to see how they distinguish themselves from each other as the race continues.
Our education reporter, Ann Dornfeld, will continue to watch this election campaign for State Superintendent of Public Instruction between Aaron Jones and Chris Rakedahl. Ann, thanks for updating us.
My pleasure.
This is KUOW's The Record.